Right. The train time is like
the train timings are wrong. Right. And it's not conducive with the working hours of commuters. You're having trains leaving 3 minutes past the hour. Those guys finish at 1 o'clock. They can't make it to the station at 3 minutes past one. On a Saturday afternoon, the last train is at 3 minutes past two. People finishing work at 2 o'clock, they have to wait until 5. Until half past 5 to get the train. You also look at the socio-economic impact. We got students that have to leave home before 5 in the morning. And they cannot get to time. Get to universities to time. Scholars are left stranded. It's a complete mess up. Right. So, are we saying timings are wrong? That's why I'll tell you that they don't have sets, but we can identify where the sets have been redeployed. That's one. If they're running with two sets, they can do 45 minutes apart. That's guaranteed. Now, why do we need to wait for 2 hours? And you got the elderly, you got very young. I've seen primary school kids are waiting for train at 6 in the afternoon because they miss a train. That's not acceptable. Right. Socioeconomic impact is that people that want to be at work on time. They want to be at school. The kids want to go to school on time. So that's you got the Bob Rush settlement, you got the one at the ridge, and next to the Chatswood SAPS training center. The informal settlement is the direct result of these trains. No trains, people cannot get to work. I'm sure you've seen the informal settlement that's mushroomed. Right. You would have seen it's a multiracial society. Right. There's no such thing as one group or whatever. I'm saying people need to come first. It can be done. Okay.
What my